This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Humanitarian organization Save the Children says more than 140,000 people in the Malayan town of Manaka, including 80,000 children, face malnutrition and disease due to a blockade by Islamic State-linked insurgents. Mohammed Youssef reports.
In a statement this week, Save the Children said that unless aid gets to Manaka community soon, the area could see many deaths in the coming months. The London-based organization said some of its workers who went to assess the population's needs had been trapped for more than 3 weeks. The blockade in Manaka follows a siege in Timbuktu that began last August and has trapped more than 136,000 people, 74,000 of them children. In Timbuktu, however, some aid supplies are able to reach people in need, according to Save the Children. Mohammed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A U.S. representative and his wife have been indicted. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife are facing conspiracy and bribery charges. The charges are in connection with a federal probe into Cuellar and his wife's ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The Justice Department says the couple is in custody after surrendering to authorities. Cuellar has released a statement saying he and his wife are innocent of all the allegations. A federal indictment says the couple accepted nearly $600,000 from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and bank in Mexico. In exchange, the indictment says Cuellar agreed to advance the interest of the country and the bank in the U.S. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain's governing Conservative Party is suffering heavy losses as local election results pour in. The results coming in on Friday are cementing expectations that the Labour Party is headed for power for the first time in 14 years at a UK general election that will take place in the coming months. Labour won control of councils in England. It hasn't held for decades and was successful in a special by-election for Parliament. The results overall make for grim reading for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, but he was able to breathe a sigh of relief when the Conservative mayor of Tees Valley in the northeast of England was re-elected, albeit with a hugely depressed vote. Marian Sesvardze, the co-founder of an animal charity in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, is one of thousands engaging in nightly protests over a government bill on, quote, foreign agents that critics have condemned as authoritarian and Kremlin-inspired. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
The ruling Georgian Dream Party says the bill will promote transparency. For Sesvardze, the bill's high stakes.
If it's passed, it's gonna close so many doors that we worked so hard, so many years to be opened, especially with the EU candidacy right now.
It would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. The draft law has drawn comparisons to laws used to suppress dissent in Russia, with whom Georgia fought and lost a short war in 2008. The standoff is part of a wider struggle that could determine whether Georgia moves closer towards Europe or back under Moscow's influence.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. United Methodist delegates have repealed their church's longstanding ban on the celebrations of same-sex marriages or unions by its clergy. The action marked the final major repeal of a half-century's collection of LGBTQ bans and disapprovals that were embedded in the laws and social teachings of the United Methodist Church. The UMC's general conference came one day after delegates overwhelmingly voted to repeal a 52-year-old declaration that said the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. I'm Alexis Strobe.